This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India on Sunday set a coronavirus record when it reported over 78,700 new infections in 24 hours, the world's highest single-day rise, even as it continued to open up its economy. Home to 1.3 billion people, India is already the world's third most infected nation with more than 3.5 million cases behind the U.S. and Brazil. It has also reported more than 63,000 deaths, according to the official health ministry toll. The U.S. set the previous record on July 17th with over 77,600 daily infections. In his regular monthly radio address on Sunday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi did not comment on the milestone, but called on Indians to observe safety measures such as wearing masks and staying 2 yards away from others. Global coronavirus infections soared past 25 million Sunday as countries around the world further tighten restrictions to try and stop the pandemic. Even nations such as New Zealand and South Korea, which had previously brought their outbreaks largely under control, are now battling new clusters of infections. Masks will become a mandatory thing from Monday on public transport and flights in New Zealand, and tightened virus curbs kicked in on Sunday in South Korea as well, including in the Greater Seoul region, home to half the country's population. On the other side of the world, Latin America, which is the worst hit region, was still struggling with its first wave, with COVID-19 deaths in Brazil crossing 120,000, second only to the United States. Brazil's curve has, quote, stabilized for now, but at a very dangerous level, nearly 1,000 deaths and 40,000 cases per day. That's according to Cristóvão Barcelos, a researcher at Public Health Institute Viacruz. This is VOA News. Voters in Montenegro hit the polls Sunday in an election testing the three-decade domination of a pro-West ruling party, which has faced a year of protests and high tension with supporters of the influential Orthodox Church. A reformist to some and an autocrat to others, 58-year-old President Milo Djukanovic has led the Adriatic nation for half of his life, taking it from the end of communism in the 1990s to independence from Serbia in 2006, and more recently into NATO, to the dismay of Russia. His Democratic Party of Socialists, or DPS, has never lost an election, but its majority in parliament is very thin, and this year the party faces a challenge from an emboldened right-wing and pro-Serb opposition who want closer links with Belgrade and Moscow. The country is a front-runner in the region on its path to join the EU, but issues like graft, media freedoms, and organized crime remain major concerns in Brussels. A UN labor body says new labor rules in the energy-rich nation of Qatar effectively dismantle the country's long-criticized kafala employment system, a UN labor body said on Sunday. The International Labor Organization, or ILO, said that as of now, migrant workers can change jobs before the end of their contracts without obtaining the permission of their current employers. The ILO says Qatar has also adopted a minimum monthly wage of 1,000 Qatari rials, or $275, for workers. It will take effect some 6 months after the law is published in the country's official gazette. The minimum wage rule also requires employers to pay allowances for housing and food as well if they don't provide those for their workers. Citizens of Qatar enjoy one of the world's highest per capita income due to its natural gas reserves, but because of its relatively small population and like other rich Gulf nations, it relies heavily on foreign workers from South Asia. Rights activists have long claimed the workers were abused under the kafala system. The new labor rules come as Qatar gets ready to host the 2022 FIFA Soccer World Cup. And a Czech delegation arrived in Taipei Sunday in the second high-profile foreign visit to Taiwan this month, a setback for China's campaign to keep the island isolated from the rest of the world. The 90-member group landed 2 weeks after U.S. Health Chief Alex Azar marshaled the highest-level mission to Taiwan by Washington since it switched diplomatic recognition to Beijing in 1979. Beijing has criticized the Czech's visit as a despicable act. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman via remote for VOA News.